saying the honeymoon's going to end eventually?
Yeah, eventually.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. Hey, by the way, injury report for the Jazz. Now, granted, these are your two All-Stars, two out of your three All-Stars from last year, but Rudy Gobert out, Donovan Mitchell out, but everybody else should be good.
Very good.
DeAndre Ayton listed as out. Jay Crowder still out. Kaminsky out. JaVale McGee, oh no, JaVale's not going to go out. Cameron Payne out.
Oh. Well, they're missing quite a bit then.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Booker, yes. Chris Paul, yes.
Yes. It makes it tough. But think about this now. You didn't have Mike Conley. You didn't have Joe Ingles. You didn't have Royce O'Neal. You didn't have Bojan Bogdanovic. Now you got all those guys available.
Yeah.
So that makes a huge difference, obviously. I mean, that's just stating the obvious. I guess more than anything, I'm stating who they've got, and everybody else can draw their own conclusions to the obvious nature of what that means with those guys on the court. So Jazz come back to Vivint Arena, get a night of rest. They had an extra day of rest when they didn't play against Phoenix in Phoenix. And no Ayton, no Crowder. Things squared up a little bit. I think that, and I was listening to Jake and Ben. Ben felt like this was not going to be, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but as they were kind of closing up the show, he said, I don't expect them to play better than what they did. Because they did play hard.
That group
played very hard against Phoenix on the road.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what are your expectations? Mike Conley, Joe Ingles, Royce O'Neal, Bojan Bogdanovic back on the court with the complement of guys that made the push and run?
I don't think the Jazz win this game, but I think it's another competitive game. I'll say that. I actually think the script of the other night is kind of what I'm expecting in this game tonight.
So 30 points from Booker, a near triple-double for Chris Paul.
Chris Paul takes over when he needs to.
A fourth quarter push to prove themselves. Because that's what it was. Chris Paul had 15 points in the fourth. Remember, we talked about this. He was responsible for 20 consecutive points, whether it was scored or assisted.
Yeah. And that's Chris Paul. It's hard to believe. You know, we're watching Deron Williams in that fight, a couple weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, that boxing match.
Against the football
player. Those guys were drafted. And Deron's been out of the league, it seems like, forever.
Forever.
And Chris Paul is still one of the best in the league at his position.
Yeah. If not the.
Yeah.
At his position. I know that there's a few guys that could be considered his position that have kind of dueled out into the positionless basketball. But Chris Paul still fits in a position basketball scenario. He'll go down as... So you call him a traditional point guard?
Yes.
You still can't put him against anti-vax, get my tickets taken away. And you can't.
Well, I mean, you look at the look at the assist and the steal totals, and yes, that's tough.
Nothing's ever going to touch it.
No.
Although, man, people are really upset.
John's not the most popular guy out there right now.
Wow. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem, yeah, I saw that. Kareem's grumpy at him.
Yeah, he did. He came at him pretty hard. But the Phoenix Suns are a 1.5-point favorite tonight against the Jazz in Vivint Arena. 1.5-point favorite against the Jazz tonight in Vivint
Arena. Without Rudy and without Donovan.
Without Donovan.
Although it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, this is the kind of game where back-to-back games, you're at home, you get guys back healthy, you know, outside of your two big guns. It wouldn't surprise me if the Jazz won this game.
Well,
I don't think they will, but hey.
The thing we're coming to understand is if the Jazz, if their shots aren't falling, they're not going to do it defensively. And that's one thing that kind of worries me is they're becoming too much one-dimensional. Instead of being able to lock things down. One thing I like about Golden State is if their shot's not falling, they'll hold a team to 94. They'll hold a team to 98.
Yeah.
They'll collapse down and they'll make it really tough. Every possession, they'll suffocate you. and make it really tough. And I feel like the Jazz are kind of one-dimensional. And if Boyan's shots aren't falling, if Mike Conley's shots aren't falling, if Royce O'Neal, one of his two shots don't fall, then yeah, it feels pretty desperate for the Jazz.
What are your expectations in this game tonight? I mean, it's tough to really zero in
I have
on
none.
Individual.
Yeah. Like, if truly in my gut, I have none. I have no expectations. Because
that's kind of how I am in this thing.
I still don't know where the Jazz mind is.
Yeah.
We still might see Boyan out, even though he wasn't listed. All of a sudden, that finger could be a problem.
Could.
And all of a sudden, Mike Conley could have an issue.
I mean, the way that the injury was described, I don't know if you saw the description of it. Let me just read this. It seems like it could go on him at any given moment. And, you know, with the splint, they're going to try to play through it. But essentially, and I know some people have tweeted this out, but essentially it's a avulsion fracture occurring when a ligament or tendon pulls off a piece of the bone. In Boyan's case, it's a ligament. He's able to play through it. And they hope that it'll heal over the next 4 to 6 weeks with that splint, but he can't really bend it or it won't heal. And so it's that left ring finger. It's really painful. And so if he, you know, for some reason bangs it up against a wall or something like that, and then it makes it worse, then he might sit out. Like, I think the ability for him to play is razor thin.
So why do it? Other than you've got to keep yourself in the postseason race.
Yeah, probably that. I mean, you know, you can't sit out 6 weeks with that. So let's just try to find a way to get through it, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that one. Boyan, to me, is such an X factor for the Jazz.
Yeah.
So critically important. On both sides. I really feel like, and too often, when the Jazz win or the Jazz lose, his contributions to that win or loss go too much unacknowledged. That's my belief.
I agree with that.
I think a lot of times we could look at the game, we could look at a win or look at a loss, and we could look at Boyan and say, well, what did he do offensively and defensively? What did he do? How did he contribute? With that being said, I want to make sure that hand is ready to go for the postseason. And where things have stalled out and players are out and they're on this kind of ugly skid, but they still sit fourth
right now. I like how we started the show wondering why Jazz players aren't playing, and now we're like, hey, you know, maybe you should
maybe don't play.
Yeah,
I know, but that's, you asked me what my expectations are for this game. I have none.
Yeah,
I don't have any expectations for the Jazz really through the regular season anymore. I would hope that they show full and well against Memphis. I've seen guys in concussion protocol, you know, many, many athletes through the last eight years, maybe, through concussion protocol. Donovan's kind of up there in the amount of days now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's up there. To where, as a former athlete and a guy that's watched protocols and knows about concussions, now a guy like me is like, oh, okay, so how bad was this? So then you start to question two things. It's either a really severe concussion, something that makes you really nervous for a guy, something that makes you really nervous for a player, or it's an excuse. That's where we're at now. Timing-wise, it's one of two things. It's either a really severe concussion that we should all be kind of nervous about,
yeah,
or it's an excuse. Because there's a typical timeline of concussion protocol. And
usually
he's past it.
It's about 5 days. But then you also have to be symptom-free, I think, for like 5 days. It's almost sounds like the whole COVID thing. But I'm not – that's the collegiate rule. I don't know what the NBA rule is on the concussion protocol.
And what you and I know, and what Lloyd – what the three of us know about concussions is we don't know a lot.
Yeah.
That's the truth. I mean, we know about protocols, and we've seen hundreds of athletes over the years go through it. We've seen guys who their careers are ended. We've seen guys who've come back the next day.
Yeah.
But there is kind of a set standard where I look at it and I say, oh, it's one of two things. It's either really serious and bad and potentially harmful and dangerous, or it's an excuse. And I don't think this is an excuse, so I do worry about it a little bit. Because here's the problem. The bang wasn't, visibly, it wasn't that hard. I mean, we see football hits 1,000 times harder. I know they got the helmet on. I see basketball hits 1,000 times harder. Dudes smack their head off the ground.
Yeah, taking a charge, hitting the back of their head on the court.
Yeah, and they're not out for this length of time. My worry is, you know, if you're seeing him take this amount of time with this concussion, then it's a pretty severe concussion. Severe concussions lead to easier concussions.
Yes, that's a great point.
So I've kind of held back on my take on Donovan because I don't want people to think that this is an excuse. Because in today's society, we can't do that. I can't just get on air and be like, this is an excuse and he's a wimp and he's just sitting out with – because – the truth is, concussions cause problems. If this is a real concussion, which it seems like it is, then it might be a little bit more severe than we're talking about. And that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
I thought he'd be back tonight.
I did too. I would have put good money that he'd be back tonight.
I would too. And so now my expectation is he's back Friday night on the road against Memphis. If he's not, then it's every day that goes by. Yeah, every day that goes by, I get a little bit more nervous.
Yeah. How many concussions do you think you got in your playing career?
I think two. I never had a diagnosed one, ever.
Back then, nobody diagnosed it.
You'd say, no.
Well, I got your bell rung.
I think two because I got knocked blind for about 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Completely black against the Washington Huskies.
So you weren't, like, knocked out. You just lost your sight.
I lost my sight. I was standing. I got up off the ground, and I was trying to blink the sight back into my eyes, and it was black. And it scared me.
That's got to really scare you.
It scared me really bad. And then I've talked about the collision I took on Kalani in practice, and I had a full recall of my week's dreams. I remember I told you that?
I don't remember hearing about this.
Oh, I thought I told that story. Had a full recall of every dream I had for the week. And so I was reliving myself, like flying and doing all these different things. And then by that night, all I could remember is that I remembered the dreams, but I couldn't remember the dream specifically anymore. But I remembered that I remembered the dreams. It was really bizarre. Like I was visioning all the dreams I had. And then by that night, those visions had gone away, but I just remembered I knew what my dreams were.
I got a concussion.
I think that was a concussion.
Snowboarding. And I remember after I hit my head, I'm like, because it was icy, the trail was icy. Yeah. I remember actually trying to, for some reason, I started climbing the mountain like I was supposed to go up that way. Like I was like it
you
messed
were
me
dazed
up.
Out.
I was dazed. Yeah,
have
like,
you had any
all of a sudden,
fun?
I started climbing the mountain with like I took my snowboard off and I started climbing the mountain. I'm like, wait, where am I going? I was like, wow.
You got lit
it
up.
Rang my bell.
No, I took a ding on the football field, and what really was, there was a little bit of vision problems. One of the worst headaches I've ever had in my life, but spending the next 2 days throwing up, like just violent throw-ups.
I've never had that type of response to a concussion, and I don't even know if what I had was a concussion. I'm not sure. I told you that the league, when all that concussion study was going on,
yeah,
the league had me and my three uncles all submit blood tests trying to figure out, because there weren't a lot of concussions through the Olsen family.
Yeah.
And I know that they ran some blood tests. I can't remember if they gave results back to Merlin or Phil at the time. This was before Merlin had passed. So.
You ever remember Glens Ferry High School? You guys ever played Glens Ferry?
We didn't play him, but I know him well.
So they had a player. He actually played at Utah State for a bit named Joe Salasabal. And we locked horns in a game, and that's where I got a concussion from. That dude knocked me out.
He smacked you, huh?
Oh, yeah. That dude was a big mamma jamba, too. All right, Hans and Scotty, 2:30. Coming up next, we spin the wheel, a little sports roulette straight ahead right here on the Zone Sports Network.
Slow-mo Joe.
The Joe Ingles Show with DJ and PK.
Good luck next week. Warriors, Suns, and Suns. Wow.
Good times, right?
Right?
Good times. The schedule is what it is, but what better time to really put our team to the test? And if we're not going to lock in, you're about to get punched in the face a couple more times, so you got to be ready. And if we're not ready, it'll quite clearly show against these next few teams. In the past, we've been a bit more lackadaisical against teams we're supposed to win, quote-unquote, yeah. And bring it against teams that were better than us or ranked higher than us. We're not going to just walk in and beat any team in this league. And I think that's quite clearly shown recently. We need to be better, and we know that. And, yeah, we've got to be ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Catch Jazzman Joe Ingles with DJ and PK every Thursday morning on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
360!
It's time to spin the wheel and talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. That's funny. That's why you should listen to Unrivaled. Alex Carey's a funny dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. We should tell the story about that someday.
Well, things are changing.
Say... We've been kicked out of a crab leg buffet.
Yeah.
And now a different kind of buffet.
Yeah, we have.
Which is unfortunate, too.
It is.
It's really unfortunate.
I know.
When they asked us, like, hey, we can't.
I always thought all you could eat was all you could eat.
All you could eat, yeah.
I guess it's all you could eat until they're sick of you eating.
Two dudes show up like us and they're like, no, it's not all you can eat. When we tried to show up at that sushi place.
Yeah.
And they're like, it was an all-you-can-eat sushi place. And they're like. And they took a look at you and I and like, no, you guys a la carte.
They profiled us and they shut their doors.
And I'm not.
Like a month later.
Yeah, I know. The whole business shuttered.
Yeah. And we did. That was not our fault, though. We did not.
Yeah. Because when we got the a la carte, we're like, well, no, we can't afford that.
Yeah.
Hey, we know people that have put food places out of business.
We know.
I don't think you guys did.
We know people that have put delivery people out of business.
Jeez, just taking random shots today.
I don't.
One
know.
Of our guys got a delivery guy fired.
I don't know Lloyd's reference. I know your reference.
Yeah.
Oh, just say with some of the most delicious little sandwiches.
No, it was.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that one.
The kolache.
Okay. You can't just go delicious little sandwich.
Sorry. That was whack.
Oh, geez, man, can you knock it off? I guess we're getting to a point today. Most people have knocked out the
heart. Hopefully.
And if you haven't, shame on you.
All right. Sports Roulette. All brought to you by our good friends at Davis Vision. Hey, look, you can get $1,000 off LASIK right now. It's 2022. It's a new you. Let's get that vision squared away. 801-253-3080. That's 801-253-3080. Lloyd, fire up that wheel.
Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame. Oh, I actually still supposed to take that off the wheel. Sorry about that.
Spin that wheel, Lloyd.
Sorry.
Do better. What's wrong with you?
Quitter.
Scotty, Baker Mayfield did what I wish every professional athlete would do. Either stop complaining about social media or leave social media. Do one of the two.
Yeah.
Either quit it all. Or quit complaining about it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hear another person say, I got death threats on social media. I had somebody tell me that I suck on social media.
It's not good for my mental health. Well, of course, it's social media. It's not good for your mental health. Get off of it.
It's probably a 13-year-old kid that doesn't understand half of the things that he's tweeting out. So why are you taking any advice or any criticism or any thoughts from anybody on social media? Either leave it. or don't ever talk about it again. And Baker Mayfield, he's decided to leave social media.
By the way, you've converted me on this, because I think it was a roulette story. We talked about somebody and their issues with social media, and I'm like, yeah, come on, people, clean up your stuff. And you're like, well, how about if you're so bothered by it, then just get off of it.
Just go away from it.
I mean,
you got to understand the pukes that sit behind a social media account. You know, it blows me away to the point. Now, I've really limited people's ability to get to me through social media.
Yeah.
As much as I can.
Yeah.
I still allow some of it. But, you know, I sent out a tweet in regards to one of the victims that was shot, those three boys that were shot. And one of them, it is making a recovery. He lived and he's making a recovery. And I said, you know, prayers work. And this is a miracle. And on Twitter, when you're talking about social media, you know, people come at you for things like that. Like mentioning prayer or mentioning anything religiously, they'll come at you. And I could come on the air the next day and be like, I can't believe the things that people said about me talking about prayer. No, what I do is block them or mute them.
Yeah.
And don't give two craps about them.
Yep.
Because, you know, I'll have my own opinion, my own thoughts. I'm not going to let somebody I don't know.
Just because you're miserable in your life doesn't mean I have to be. You need to make me miserable.
Exactly. I think one of my hope is, my true hope is, that our society continues to learn how to manage and deal with social media. Like that's my hope, that we learn, and that our youth learns that the thoughts of some random person that might be, it's just somebody out there with hate and venom in their heart.
Yeah.
Would we let that affect us?
Yeah. I also hope I'll grow a full head of hair and be 160 pounds, but I don't see those things happening anytime soon.
I do wish that our
society. I do wish that, yeah, absolutely.
Because we are still pretty new in this social media world, you know? Like 8 years?
I mean,
8 years we've had this? Seven?
Let's be honest. It's going to be a cesspool for a long time.
Yeah, because people allow it to be.
Yeah.
So either get off social media or block and mute and shut out anybody that is not somebody that you would take criticism from or any type of critique from face to face.
Yep.
Block them. Shut them out. Baker Mayfield did it. I think more professional athletes should do this.
Honestly, the best thing you can do is just ignore somebody. I know it's hard to do. And look, it's really easy for me to get on here and say, like, oh, just ignore it. But we've been on the receiving end of a Twitter mob before. And some of the stuff, it gets to you. Like, it can really mess with your brain. And so when people say they have, you know, the mental health stuff of social media, that's very real. I mean, I'm not discrediting that. I'm just saying, well, there are steps you can take to mitigate that, and that is to block, mute, or just get off the platform altogether.
Yeah, and to all the adults out there that are struggling with social media, like grown men, grown women, think about how hard it is for your children.
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine
how
difficult that is.
So really think about that comment right there.
Yeah.
And make sure that your kids know what they're dealing with. You know, I've got a son now that thinks he thinks he's the Rodney Dangerfield of Twitter.
He's very witty.
Look, of all the nasty, horrible things that are going on with social media right now, there is one bright spot, and that is Rock Olsen's account.
It's not a bright spot, although I did think his highlights were funny.
I've not seen this.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
He tweeted out a highlight of making his mom proud, and it's just him mowing the lawn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wasn't he wearing your slippers?
No, I told the dude, we were doing the show, I texted him like 5 times. I said, you go mow the lawn. It better be mowed. So I'm driving home. I get a buzz on my phone every time he sends a tweet because I monitor that as much as I can. And I look at it, and it's a video of him mowing the lawn, giving a thumbs up to a camera that he set up while he was mowing the lawn. That was his highlight. He said, check out my highlights of making my mom proud. You didn't make your mom proud. I told you to mow the lawn, man.
Wasn't he wearing your shoes, too?
Yeah, he was in my slippers.
Yeah.
He was mowing the lawn in my slippers.
Your bed slippers.
He's so, such a dork.
He's got such a cheesy grin on his face, too. He's so pleased with himself.
Oh, he's so happy with himself.
Oh, man, that oven came together nicely.
Yeah, isn't that
Or
nice?
That fire pit. Or what? I don't know. What yeah, do you even
a,
call that?
Yeah, it's a fire pit. It's an outdoor fire deal.
Yeah, no, that's nice.
It's really a fun place.
You know, that little chimney, you could put a pizza oven
yep.
in there.
Yep. Which isn't a bad idea.
Yeah.
But my kids work through social media now. Stop laughing at him. He thinks he's Rodney Dangerfield.
Look at that smile.
I said, don't ever record yourself doing a chore again. Because I know he took 20 minutes to do that.
She didn't even ask me to mow. Well, your dad did.
I asked you to mow. She said, did he say that?
Yeah.
I asked you to mow.
Check out my freshman highlights of making my mom proud. She didn't even ask me to mow.
In all that time it took, you could have had the thing mowed already.
Oh, he could have. He's a funny kid. I just, you know, social media worries me for these kids, man. We have a hard time. Like, it's taken me, I don't know, I think I've had Twitter for 8 years, 7 or 8 years. And it's taken me a long time to get to the point where, oh, that guy thinks he can just be a jerk. Mute. I don't even let it bother me anymore. And the Twitter mob, I've got most of it muted. Because if I sit there in fear of having the Twitter mob attack me, then I can't even tweet out what I feel I need to tweet out.
Yeah.
Stop reading his stupid timeline.
He really goes after you, man.
I know. What one are you reading?
The one of, OC put out something of some guy, some big football player dancing. And he said, I got footage of a young Hans Olsen. And then he responds and said, no way my dad ever moved like this guy. And then OC goes, you're right, Rock. This kid actually has rhythm.
Yeah, I don't appreciate that either.
Hans and Scotty. All right, let's sneak one more in. Lloyd, spin it.
They're ducks. They're scary.
So was this with our Sports Nation guys? Is this what where this came from? Oh, this is media availability. All right. So the question was asked to Mark Pope about the early season win against Oregon, which they blew out Oregon. Now Oregon's got their season going, and they've actually turned into a quadrant one victory for BYU. And somebody, I think, said, hey, look, the way the Ducks are playing right now, they're scary. And Mark Pope started to elaborate on how scary Ducks can be.
We're 24, Ken Pom, 25 net, 26 AP. So it sounds like that's probably where we should be ranked. I mean, it's pretty good consistency right there. And this will be another opportunity this week. We got two really tough games on the road. So it'll be an opportunity to prove if we belong there, if we don't. We've had good fortune. You know, St. Mary's now at home jumped into a quad one win. So hopefully they can maintain that because that really helps us. It gives us another quad one win versus quad two. And I think Oregon now is finally jumped into a quad one, or they're right there. I think they jumped to 49 in the net, so they're a quad one. And that should be this Oregon game, that should be like a quad zero. They're so good. And, I mean, they say it was a neutral, but it was in Portland. I mean, I don't know how much less neutral you get that. I mean, you walk around Portland, there's ducks everywhere. In fact, I kid you not, you see these ducks on TV, and they look so cute. You know what I mean? Like, they look fuzzy, and they got a big beak. You see them in person, they're freaking terrifying. You seen a duck in person?
It is terrifying.
Like, they're waddling around, whack, 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 and they're like, I mean, it is terrifying. So you think about going to play that great team with all these ducks running around, it's scary. So we should get more credit for that, but... It's pretty consistent right where we are, and I'm super proud of where we are. I mean, I wish we were one spot up, but we got to earn it. We have a chance to earn it.
Geese are terrifying. I've had a geese come at me,
yeah,
and that sucked. I've never been scared by ducks though.
Yeah, there's some animals out there you don't want to mess
You ever had a goose come at you a little bit?
No, I have not.
A Canadian or swan or?
No.
Lloyd, you?
Yeah. Glendale?
Yeah.
That golf course, they used to have some that were pretty mean. Like, they'd just chase you down.
Yeah, Glendale's got a few.
That's why you have a 3-iron in your hand, though.
I think it's actually frowned upon to actually whack them.
Well, if the thing's attacking you, then you can swing away, Merle. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Scotty.
Merle.
You can't say that. I think they're protected.
If it's attacking you, you can.
Scotty, I don't know, bud. I'm not sure. You take a goose's head off with a 9-iron and
what are you supposed to do?
Supposed
to run away and hide from the thing?
Yeah, head the other direction a little bit.
I think quick feet and quick hands.
No, I'm not. Like, I don't run much for anything these days. I'm not running from a goose while I've got a 9-iron in my hand.
Buddy, I'm thinking the vision. That. Yeah, I'm not sure. Lloyd, are we okay?
I don't even think you should promote that.
I mean, because the dog tied to the thing.
Okay, stop on that.
Okay, hey, but you got a rope here and a pole. What do? You tie it up.
You run over it.
You run over it. Hey.
No, hold on. The visions are starting to really sicken me of you out on a course taking your 9-iron and taking a goose's head off.
I'm not taking the head off. I'm just saying, like, you just, like, poke it.
Oh, okay. You're just using it to keep it away.
Yeah, just keep it away.
Yeah, you're not saying swing at it, Merrill. You're not saying to send it out to home. You're not – right field isn't where you're asking to put that goose's head.
No, not at all.
You're saying using the 9-iron to keep distance.
Yeah, I'm not going to run away from a goose that's coming at you.
That's different from swing away, Merrill.
Yeah, because Merrill smacked that alien dead.
Yeah.
And then hit the water on it.
Like, he killed that thing dead.
The water, I think, did more damage than the
– Yeah, but he kept whacking it. Whack, 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 whack.
All right. Probably time to go to break. Hands and Scotty. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Dennis Dodd joining us, CBS Sports, CBSSports.com.
As I look at this new Big 12, when it comes time for Texas and Oklahoma to leave, I like the conference. And if you compare it to the Pac-12, I think it compares favorably. How do you see it?
You're going to need one team or two teams to be dominant, which the Pac-12 hasn't had. The advantage for the Big 12 going forward is because in an expanded playoff, if we ever get there, you're only going to have to be 11-2 to get in. The advantage for any of it is that you don't have to go 12-1 or undefeated. So if you've got the schedule, if you won the league, or even if you hadn't, in the case of the SEC, which is going to have a say in this, you're going to have a really good shot with two losses, depending on who you put.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Why you guys put me in a corner like this? I'm only saying what everyone else would do.
No, nobody else would. Scotty on a golf course with a goose after him. Hey, just got this from my very good friend. He manages at Murray Parkway, which is one of my favorite courses here in the state. And he said it's a federal offense to kill a goose.
I'm not saying kill it, just keep it at bay, you know?
Just swing away.
Okay, so let's set the record straight. So you're just saying,
I'm just saying
use the 9-iron to keep it at distance by poking it.
That's my thought, yes.
Okay, I'm gonna have to go grab the
No,
audio,
I don't think
I feel like it was different.
I think under request from management, I don't think we should be pulling any audio.
Okay.
So
what you're saying is you don't feel like it would be death by self-defense.
No.
Like it, okay.
Oh, I mean, if it came to that.
In an effort to save my own life, officer,
yeah.
I had to hit that duck square in the head.
Yes. If nothing else, maybe get that ball retriever thing they use in the water and that extends out 20 feet.
Oh, there you go.
And use that and just kind of poke
it away.
Yeah.
Oh, some of the best videos are golfers being chased by geese. Some of the best videos.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy. What would you rather be? Video of you swinging at a geese, or somebody has a video of, hey, look, this is Hans Olsen. Send that out on social media of you being chased around on a golf course by a goose. Yeah.
Falling into the water.
Yeah, nobody, come on. Have some self-respect there.
That is embarrassing. I think I'd take that over a federal fence, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Lloyd, realistically, just for our guy's cause here, if a big old swan, and they're big, and they get those big old red beaks, and they're big, you know, they'll get chest high on you. If it came charging at Scotty, and it was really after him to get it away from its nest and its little babies, and Scotty hit it with a 9-iron and killed it on film, could he claim self-defense? Like, that goose was coming after me.
I don't feel like that would hold up in court.
What if, my guess.
What's the worst that's going to happen?
Could Scotty, like, plant?
Well, it sounds like federal. It sounds like jail time.
No, I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen from the goose or the geese biting you with no teeth, by the way?
With that big old beak taking a chunk out of your thigh? Nobody wants that.
Well, you don't want to get bit by a goose.
No. I imagine.
I hear what hurts the worst is actually they hit you with their wing.
I suggest. Yeah, I've heard that. I suggested Scotty plant like a .38 on it. Yeah. Scotty thought, you know, maybe put some meth on it and just be like, hey.
Hey, that thing
was all bath salts.
This is why you can't take chances. It was a little baggie of bath salts under its wing.
It hits you with that wing?
Yeah,
they do. They actually flap those things towards you, and I heard it does hurt.
I wonder what that'd be like on a smoker.
The goose
wing.
After taking a 9-iron, right?
Might bruise some of the meat. Don't kill geese.
No. Okay. Moral of the story here is be nice to geese. Apparently.
And ducks don't scare me at all.
No.
I'm not on the train with Pope. Geese and maybe swans, but not ducks.
Hey, Unrivaled coming up next. Make sure to join Unrivaled tomorrow from 3 to 6 at the Hot Tub Factory. Hot Tub in Draper, right next to Cowabunga Bay, 12101 Factory Outlet Drive. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.